Case number 9985, Francis Albanese, east of Road 279, being Lot 1 within Angola Neck Acres Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Prepare your names and addresses first.
Excuse me.
Place your right hands on the Bible, please. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Take the podium. Make the presentation.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name's Edward Samsel. I'm speaking on behalf of Francis Albanese. I am the builder on the project, and we are requesting a variance for the front setback. The building has already been framed. It was framed, and it was meeting side setbacks, but we did not know that we were not meeting the front setback, and Francis received a letter from the county stating that we have encroached the front setback by 7 feet. I do have a cross section of the building in which we're building on. I'd just like to add that there were additions that surrounded the perimeter of the existing mobile. What we did is we removed them, and then we made sure that we met side setbacks, but we did not build out further than what was there before. The problem was what was there before apparently encroached the setback.
Okay.
So that's how it came about, but I don't know if the and also adding that the home is not parallel with Camp Arrowhead Road that it sits on, and she's skewed, so the extreme right corner is the one that's encroaching it, and she's on about a 22-degree angle, so as she goes to the left, I believe it comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a 6-foot porch on the front, which is 3 sides open, so that area is the area that's actually into it, but I don't know if the cut sheet diagram would be of any help or assistance.
I have a picture for the board, which would be worth 1,000 words.
Okay.
You obtained the permit for the work?
Yes, we did, yes.
Proper setbacks on the permit?
Yes, they were. After going back and seeing the 40, a lot of times used to 25, so when Francis called me, it was a little bit of a shock, but it was just an honest mistake, and we would have never went so far with it. We would have definitely moved it back. The lot was also tapered, and that's what we were focusing on, because the existing ones, they were close to the line, so as the lot tapered, what we wanted to make sure is that we were meeting the 10-foot, and that's how the front just got. You know, I was when he called me, I was surprised that I never would have thought we were into it.
You are aware that when you do new construction like that, you have to meet the setbacks, although it was the way you said it was encroaching anyway, the old building.
The old, correct? The additions, yes,
right.
Sir.
But once you took it down, you had it.
I know it. I know that I've built many a times, and
yeah.
It's typical in communities where we're meeting 10 and 10 in the front, but most of the time 25, and when he said that it was within the 7-foot, first thing I did is went back and looked at it when I saw 40. You know, I didn't, there was nothing I could do about it. You know, it was already up.
It was already there.
Okay.
Mr. Albanese, are you the original owner of the structures?
No.
How long have you owned it?
12 years.
And was it in that same condition when you bought it as it was in before this gentleman started working on it?
Yes.
The In your cross section, you show an existing mobile, but this picture doesn't depict anything inside.
Yes, it's the existing mobile is there. I don't know what you're looking at. Oh, yes, it's actually you're looking at the front of it. It's sitting right behind the porch. So, as you're looking,
so it's
porch.
Just the framing.
She's sitting there. The frame. There were some
okay.
Walls down, but the one guy, some misleaded Spanish to English.
So okay, so it's stripped down to the framing.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
Okay.
And just you know, for future reference, you also understand that if a building's sitting on a footprint,
yes.
And you build up, yes. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's legal to build up because it also could be sitting in a setback and be non-conforming or something to that effect. You can't build up or out.
Okay. What I did, when I went in for the permit, we did explain that it was going to be a second story, and
I understand.
I'm not following you, but...
For example, that last home that came in here, they were already encroaching. All they were doing was building up. They weren't expanding out further.
Even though they can meet, they don't exceed their height limit, there's... I was not aware of that.
I didn't figure you were.
No,
that's why I thought I'd tell you for future reference.
Yeah. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman?
No.
Mr. Patrick? No. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
We'd like to make one comment. We do appreciate you stopping the building until the hearing went for it. A lot of people don't. They just continue, and
yeah,
it makes life a lot more difficult for everybody involved.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where we alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Wasn't necessarily created by the applicant because of the original structure. And I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 9985.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9985. All those in favor of the motion, give the user a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion is so carried. Case is approved.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a good night.